Welcome to Ozone on Z Digital, where you hugged around the earth with art, music and culture embracing the world. Let's live! Ozone, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on Z Digital.
Listen to Z Digital.
Hello, hello, great pleasure for Ozone crew. Pleasure and privilege to be in a company with Queensland filmmaker Michael Leverty. Hello, Michael.
Hello, everyone.
How are you, Michael?
Pretty good, yeah. Feeling quite good today. Just finished my latest film, so gonna go on that high for a while and enjoy that today, I guess.
Michael is our filmmaker, and can you tell us first about all your previous success and films you've done?
So basically I got a really early start when I was younger, like making films with my friends, and always knew that I wanted to be a filmmaker from watching like Star Wars and Terminator 2 and, you know, favorite films like that. So then I grew up and just kept going with it and doing my degree and all that, collaborating. I was kind of a jack of all trades, so I've done lots of editing and shooting and worked as a gaffer and visual effects person and all that, and always stuck a lot to my passion projects as well. So now my focus is kind of on directing mainly. I still do a lot of writing and shooting when I can and stuff, but yeah, directing is my real passion that I'm doing right now, so yeah.
And last year Michael was nominated for the best director on Brisbane 48 Hours Film Project 2016. So tell us, how did you feel when you saw your name up there in the screen?
Felt really nice when we got the nomination, because it had been a while since I got a nomination, because I was kind of coming back. I had to have a break from filmmaking for a while, so then coming back to that was really nice. Like doing, when we did the 48 Hour Film Festival, it was Blue Moon. That was really nice, you know, creating something that was, I was like surprised with how good it was and how well the crew did and everything. So yeah, like, you know, seeing Bump in the Road get a director nomination was nice, and then luckily winning Best Sound and Music and Best Supporting Actor as well was really nice. So yeah, always feels good, because, you know, like, you can feel good about a project or complete it, but then once you sort of put it out there, it's really nice having, you know, other people acknowledge that, and, you know, so then, you know, it's not just my film, it's everyone's film then, and their film that they can get something out of and, you know, acknowledge that. So yeah, best director is always good. That's one I always feel good looking over on when I do my CV or something. So yeah, really good.
And after that, you've done Nightfall, which was the project, a short film for 4 points, film project. And it was film noir, breathtaking, amazing visuals. Did you enjoy making that?
Yeah, that was another, you know, luckily twice in a row. It was only a couple of months after that we did the 4 points film project. And then luckily, the genre that we were given to make within a 3-day film was film noir. So then I knew immediately then, you know, that's a genre that I love. You know, I've always wanted to make a film noir. So then I went, aha, we know exactly what to do now. Let's go with it. And yeah, it was really good. We got to kind of experiment around a lot and sort of take that film noir and make it more modern, like that neo-noir kind of style that's been coming back in a fashion with, you know, films like Drive and, you know, with the way that we did the music and everything as well. That was really nice. I was really happy with that. And we did a lot of things that, you know, I'd been wanting to do in a film for a while. And, you know, the ways of shooting it and the types of color and the real kind of suspense with it and everything. I was really, really happy with that. So doing festival rounds at the moment, but should be up to view sometime, so everyone else can see what I'm talking about at the moment.
And whole Southeast Queensland is buzzing about your next war movie, Born Again, because it was screened on a few local festivals. The trailer was screened, and now that project is completed, all the festivals can't wait to see your film.
Well, yeah, as I mentioned before, yeah, that's the one I've finished as of today, which feels good because it's been a long time. It's been a big passion project that I wrote last year and shot with a really good crew and everything, and I've been wanting to get it out there, and after a lot of setbacks, you know, that I've had, it's good to finally get it out there. And yeah, the trailer, I was really happy with, created a lot of buzz, and people have been asking me about it every like month. Usually I'll get a message being like, oh, I remember that war film that you were making, what happened to that? So then I'll have to update them and then go, no, I promise it's coming. So yeah, it took a while to get, especially like the music right and the color grading and sound design and elements like that, and you know, really make sure that it was the film that I wanted to put out there and tell. And you know, looking at it all that time going, okay, it's good, but how can I make it even better now? And you know, like, I could put it out there and be done with it, but I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that we really, you know, are happy with it. So yeah, it's kind of, Born Again is sort of a mix between, it's like a war drama with a very kind of surreal edge. I was inspired a lot by like Nicholas Winding Refn and David Lynch and, you know, my favorite war film, Apocalypse Now, like I really love because of the how different it is to every other war films, and also using influence from like Sergio Leone and the soundtracks of his films and everything. I wanted to create something that, you know, I feel a lot of people around here don't normally make with war films. So this was kind of my statement, I guess, about like, here's how I feel about war films and war and the psychological impact of being a soldier and going into war. So yeah, it's very different to all the others, which is what I'm proud of. That's always what I want to do, is put a film out there that where you can look at it and say, this isn't anything like the other films that I've seen. So yeah, even though, you know, I've got all those influences, I like to put my own spin on it and say, what can I do differently, you know, to what's come before me. You know, I'm never satisfied with just making something for the sake of it and then putting it out there and going, yeah, okay, that's good, you know, it looks fine, whatever. So, you know, really using that creative voice that I think we all have to understand that and transfix that so other people can enjoy that and get something out of it and put their own meaning on it rather than just what I'm trying to say to them, you know, I think is important. So I'm, you know, knowing when to leave something abstract or not telling them too much about the plot or how the characters are thinking, because I feel like that's much more powerful, you know, same for paintings and anything. You know, you want to leave that room for the viewer to enjoy that rather than telling them what to think always. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to putting that one out there, you know, and seeing what people think. That's the one I'm very curious about, you know, above all my other films. Like, this is one that I think will have that effect. So yeah, I'm really keen.
We believe it's going to be number one short film in Australia, and yes, and the audience will understand why. Not giving any spoilers. And also, just tell our listeners, like, what are your favorite genres? We know that you like horror as well, but what else do you like writing and directing?
Well, horror is the thing that comes naturally to me. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing. Growing up, science fiction, that was my main thing, you know, like Terminator 2 was my favorite film that made me want to get into science fiction, same as Star Wars after that, which I feel are pretty common answers, you know, that everyone has for their favorite film, but you know, those are amazing, you know, I can't top those. So yeah, science fiction, I'm returning a lot to that at the moment, trying to get one out of me that I want with that. Horror, I love. Drama, obviously, I love, but I try to combine genres a lot, like go with a drama, but then add a spin to it that's maybe add that sci-fi spin or something, because to me, all the films are basically a drama at their core, so that's what I always start with first. I think of everything as a drama, rather than say, okay, sci-fi or war or whatever, it's a drama film first while I write it, and then the genre comes into it later. You know, as long as it's got that human story, that's what I'm really interested in. Comedy I actually love as well. A lot of people wouldn't realize looking at my films being quite dark and gruesome and everything, but yeah, comedy, I always, like, as a teenager, I did a lot of, like, comedy acting and writing and such with my friends, like, made our own films and doing theatre, so, yeah, I'm trying to come back to comedy a little bit more in the future, because, yeah, I'm very perfectionist when it comes to comedy, so I haven't got a script that I'm really confident with yet, you know, that I feel I can add something to it, so once that happens, then... full steam ahead, I guess. But yeah, any genre I'm open to, like, where, you know, I don't have a particular, like, I have preferences, but yeah, I feel like every film needs to be a new challenge. You know, I'd go crazy if I just made sci-fi or just made horror or something, so I always want to experiment and try new things, and that really pushes my creativity to a new level with each project. You know, I haven't felt in the last, you know, 3 or 4 films that I've repeated something, you know. So that's the feeling I always want to have, you know, with directing, is putting them together, you wouldn't be able to tell in a way that they're directed by me or something, I think is the good way to go. Think of it that way.
We always hear from cast and crew, once they work with Michael, they don't want to work with any other film director. The crew really enjoys your high standard, your professionalism and your vision. And the actors, they like how you work with them and make them go deep into the character. And how do you feel? What makes you stand out from other directors, filmmakers?
Well, I always feel awkward talking about that in myself in that way, because I always try to stay very humble and grounded. I don't want to get a big ego. I feel like we all have to have an ego. I mean, if we're making films and directing, we want to stand out and we want to be acknowledged and, you know, especially for our work. It's funny, I still don't get used to people saying that to me, like after a shoot or something, saying, oh, I really enjoyed, you know, working with you, or the way that you, you know, directed me was different to how, you know, what I normally get. And I feel like, you know, actors sort of feeling like, for instance, that I sort of took them to a new level that they don't normally get to on some of the other student films they've worked, maybe, or, you know, crew got to try out different techniques and have a lot more creative input or something. Yeah, so I always feel very humbled when people say that. Like, it's, I sort of always get awkward a bit and clamp up and sort of like, oh wow, that's really, because I don't want to, you know, I have to keep that in check. But yeah, that's what really, I think, at the end of the day, makes me go forward and keep making films is, you know, like, sometimes I'll get very demotivated or wonder, like, oh, you know, is this working out okay, you know, this shot or something. But once you hear other people having that effect, and, you know, if you can help inspire other people and make them try something else, you know, rather than just you, like, you know, it's not always about yourself, it's other people as well that you have to look out for and care for and nurture their talent too, and respond to them when they're listening, you know. So yeah, I always feel very happy. That's what motivates me, and that's what makes me want to work with the crew again and people, when we have that great working relationship. And yeah, hearing that from actors, especially, you know, as a director, is always very uplifting and really helps me with it. It's a long-winded answer, I guess, but yeah, as I said, always get surprised.
Well, thank you so much for time, Michael. We would like to invite you to come to studio and have a longer interview with you and talk about your all your projects, and especially Born Again, which is going to all festivals nationally and internationally. And thank you so much for your time. Hope to see you soon. And I'm sure our 4ZZZ listeners and Z Digital listeners would like to hear more about filmmaking. And
well, yeah, thanks for having me and talking to me about it, Billy. Yeah, I'd love to, you know, I'm sure I'll be in the studio soon and talking with other filmmakers or talking films or talking my work or whatever, you know. Always up for talking about movies. It's, you know, as obvious from this interview. No, that'll be really fun. So yeah, thanks for having me.
Listen to Zed Digital.
Hey listeners, this is local filmmaker Michael Laverty, and you're listening to Ozone on Zed Digital.